Okay, let's do first thing first. Last Sunday, the Lord had given me a few words of knowledge. Okay. Where's Nigel? Can I have you stand here, please? Where is the young man that I met in the pantry? That one. Can you please come? It's Martin, isn't it? Yes. Okay. I have a word of knowledge for somebody who has a pain here. Here. You have a pain right here. Somebody. But in this picture that I saw, it's a woman. Okay, your pain is right here. Somewhere in this locality. Because the Lord is highlighting this area. Right? Okay, while you're trying to figure out who you are, let me just pray for you first. Is that you? Here? Okay. Can somebody stand behind her, please? Can somebody stand behind the catcher, please? Alright. Okay. Yeah, somebody else? Okay. Yeah. No. Alright. You just... Okay, just open your heart to the Lord, okay? Just close your eyes. Father, just release, oh God, that healing. Just release that healing right now in Jesus' name. Whatever the pain is, go. Be healed. That's it. Take your healing. Okay? Don't say anything. Just receive. Pain to leave right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Receive. Just stand there, okay? Stand there. The presence is coming on you. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Can you stand there and receive? Okay, Nigel, your turn. Please stand here. Okay, this is what... The first time I saw you, when I came, this is what the Lord says to you. God has more for you than what you're doing at the moment. Okay? God says He's going to astound you. What you're doing is just a small portion of what He has in store for you. The Lord says, don't settle for what you are doing right now. The Lord says, it's small. I see a vision of horizons, like God is opening a new horizon for you. Okay? God has more. The word for you is that God has more. Don't settle for what you are doing now. Okay? Just close your eyes. Lord, just loose and impart what you have for Him. Touch Him, Holy Spirit. Loose, release upon Him right now. Thank you, Father. Touch Him. Touch Him, oh God. That's it. Open your heart. Take some. Touch Him, oh God. Touch Him. Touch Him, touch Him, touch Him. Loose. Come upon the Holy Ghost. Prepare Him, O God, for what you want to do. Hold on.
You know, Nigel, God has put things in your heart. Has put a lot of dreams. Has put a lot of visions in your heart. It has been like a, you know, like a weight of God that has come even upon you with what He has put on inside of you. And you're just waiting for the time. And even as you begin to wait upon the Lord, God is going to give you more things. Write it down. Write it down. And begin to pray through. Because God who gave you those dreams, indeed it will come to pass. Indeed it will come to pass. Even though humanly it may look so impossible, but yet God is one who has put those dreams inside of you. And He will bring it to pass. He will bring it to pass. So continue to take hold of God. Incubate. Incubate in your spirit. Incubate, because that which God has put on the inside of you is waiting for a time. Waiting for a time of revealing, waiting for a time of demonstration. The things that God has planted in your heart, they are big. They are not small. They are big. So dare to dream. Dare to dream, because in the place of dreaming, the Spirit of God is going to explode in your spirit. There are dimensions of the Spirit that He is going to take you into that you have not yet stepped into yet. But He's going to take you into it, and then there will be the explosion. And then the timing will come for you to step into all that which God has called you to do. And I not only see you playing the keyboard, but But I also see you preaching the word. You are a fiery preacher. You are a fiery preacher. For God has put you, has called you, and He has raised you up like a fire. You know, a fire. He has put fire on your lips. You are a fiery preacher. You are a fiery preacher. There has been many things that God has laid in your heart. And many times it's like, you know, you have been thinking, you have been pondering. And that's how God has been speaking to you. And in fact, He will give you His message in your heart. The things that you have gone through, it will be a message. It will be a message that is going to set many, many lives free. I see that the Spirit of God is going to raise you up and He's going to use you. And you're going to minister even to thousands in the days to come. And even as in this season that God has put you here, and as God begins to continue to do things even in your heart and even in your life, the Holy Spirit is going to give you such compassion like you've never had before. God is shaping you, forming you, and is ruling over you to become the man, the kind of man that God wants you to be. And the message that you speak is going to be like fire that will come down even upon people's hearts. And it's going to be filled even with God's love that will melt into people's hearts. Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for this man that you have set aside for your glory. We thank you, Father, for the yoke of humility that is resting upon him. You know, even as you continue to walk in humility, the Lord will exalt you. So keep on walking in humility. Father, we thank you, God, for your plans for him and his family. Thank you, Father, even for the wife. Thank you, Lord God, that, oh Father, the things that she's been crying out to you for, Lord, you know what they are. You know each and every one of them. And I declare the scripture over you that says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, God is also wanting to pluck up from you grief, sadness, sorrow. There's been a lot of grief, sadness, and sorrow that's been on the inside of you. The Spirit of God is going to pluck those things out one after another, one after another, one after another. And He wants your spirit womb to carry the things of God. He wants your spirit womb to carry the things of God. So do not look back into things that has happened in time past. Let go. Let God bring forth deep healing, deep, deep, deep healing on the inside of you. So that together as a family, you are going to see the fulfillment of the plans of God even for your lives. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's pray for Martin, right?
Thank you, Lord.
Tenora. Somebody stand behind you, please. Thank you. Yeah, I get this one. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Martin, close your eyes, please. And hear what God has to say to you. You know, it's very interesting that when Lydia gave a prophetic word to Nigel, you know that you'll be a fiery preacher. And this one, you're going to preach fiery message. It's a different contrast. It's a contrast between fiery preacher and preach fiery message. But this one, you're going to preach fiery message in the days to come. The Lord showed me this morning as I was talking to you, God's going to release fire upon your life. Fire like never before. You know, you may view yourself like you're just like a background crew. You know, sometimes to the point whereby you're like part of the fixtures. Like, as if like nobody will notice you. But the Lord says this. The Lord notice you. He has His eyes on you. Okay, you're not just passing through life. God says He has a purpose for you. And this day, God is going to release His fire upon you to come upon your life. And that fire is going to bring changes like never before. You know, people don't see much of the radicality in your life. But inside, actually, you're a radical. In a good sense of the word. Father, release him. Fill him, O God, with your presence and your fire to come. Holy Spirit, take hold of this young man. This day, he is your man. Take hold of him, O God. Touch him. Change him to be what you want him to be. And let the fire of God be deposited on his bones. On his bones. On his bones. On his bones. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay?
Father, I pray also, Lord, that you bring forth depths of healing into his mind and into his emotions. Whatever traumatic experiences that he has gone through, even when he was a child, or even when he was growing up. Spirit of the living God, I just ask, oh God, that you bring closures into those areas. And that, Lord, there will be healing that will take place. And that you've granted him the breakthrough that he needs of Father. I just declare the anointing of breakthrough right now to come even upon him. And that, Lord God, that you will visit him even in this age, oh God. That there will be a difference over this life, Father. I declare, God, that which the enemy has attacked him in time past, that he will rise up and he will be strong. And that, oh God, you will use him, oh God, as a weapon against the enemy. You will use him, oh God, in those areas, oh Lord God, where he has gone through so much. But, Lord, there will be healing. And out of the place of healing, Lord, there will be that strength that will be fortified on the inside of him. And the strength of God that is released on the inside of him, oh God, will be a weapon against the enemy. I declare boldness to come even upon him. Boldness and strength. Boldness and strength even this day to come even upon you. That you will rise up. You will rise up to be a man of valor. That you will rise up to be a man of valor. That you will be like a type of Joshua. That you will go forth. You will rise up and not be afraid. But you will go forth. You will go forth. This day I declare over you in the name of Jesus, the strength of God right now to be imparted even to you right now. That fire will be shut up even in your bones. In the name of Jesus right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Release your presence. Release your anointing right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Okay.
Okay. Cool. Okay. That's another word of knowledge given. Those with joint pains, hurts. God showed me elbow and knee. Okay? That includes if you have wrist or neck pain. It has to do with joints. Right? If that speaks about your condition, please come. The Lord will heal you. Okay? Joints, knee, elbow, neck, wrist. Okay, let's form a line. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Lady, come here, release the healing. Okay, just close your eyes and look to the Lord. We're going to ask God to release that healing. When God gives a word of knowledge, God wants to heal. Okay?
Thank you, Father. Lord, first of all, right now, we bind up every broken spirit in the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. We bind those broken spirits right now. Every traumatic incidents that have taken place in different ones. We bind it up every spirit of pain, trauma and injury. We bind it up from their being. We bind it up from them right now in the name of Jesus. And God, right now, Father, we just refuse to accept, oh God, that infirmities is your children's portion. We refuse to accept that. We break every spirit of infirmity. We break every attack upon joints and bones. We declare the strengthening of the Lord to come upon you. We declare God's healing power to flow right now. We declare God's healing power to flow. We declare a creative miracle upon your joints, upon every part of your ligament, upon every part of your tendon. We just release the creative miracle right now. In the name of Jesus, and we command every pain to be gone, every wear and tear to be repaired and to be healed, restoration to take place in the fullness, and healing and miraculous anointing right now to just flow even into hearts of Father. Lord, that you begin to release that right now. Release your anointing. Release your anointing. Release your anointing. Yes, God, release your anointing, Lord, for this is your portion for your children. This is your portion, oh God, for your children. Oh God, that you lubricate every joint.
Yes.
Lubricate every joint. Yes. Lubricate Amen. Every Amen. Joint. Lubricate, lubricate, Lord, lubricate and heal. Lubricate and heal, oh God. Lubricate and heal, oh Spirit of God. Lubricate and heal, oh Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Father. Lubricate and heal. Lubricate and heal. Lubricate and heal, Father. A divine strengthening to take place. A divine strengthening to take place, oh God. Lubricate and heal. In the name of Jesus. Lubricate and heal right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let your healing anointing flow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Heal.
In the name of Jesus.
Heal, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just touch
Thank you, Lord.
Heal. The parts of the body Thank needs God. To be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Touch her. Heal her, God. Every part that needs to be healed. Receive healing right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Father, we just Amen. Take hold of your miraculous Amen. And your healing Amen. Anointing.
Amen. Amen.
Because that's our portion. We take hold. Every pain in the joint, in the bones, we speak healing. In the ligaments and the tendons, we speak healing. We apply the healing balm of Gilead into every part, every part, every part.
Okay.
Every part. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, just touch it.
Jesus.
Bring the healing power from head to toe.
Jesus.
Lord, heal.
Even like
heal.
Joshua and Caleb
heal.
In the Bible.
Heal. Heal.
Even
heal.
When they went, when they grew old,
the
there's no pain and disease, oh God.
Your prayer.
Come
upon our God. Heal.
Oh, we take that right now.
Do
for each and every one of your children. We take it right now.
To come into
we take it right now.
Divine alignment.
In Jesus'
divine
name.
Divine alignment, oh God, with your word.
In Jesus'
your
name.
Your purpose for right now. Heal.
In Jesus' name.
Heal right now. Heal.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Feel, 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 feel.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
It's okay. There's a chair behind you if you want to sit by all means.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Pray here, please. I pray. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Father. Even for Irene, we take hold. We take hold from you, O God, your healing and your miraculous anointing. We break every strategy of the enemy that has been attacking her. We break the strategy of the enemy. We break the plans and the evil schemes of the enemy. We break that in the name of Jesus. We break the assignment of the enemy against your life. We break his power in Jesus' name. God, I declare that you strengthen every part of the bones, every part of the joints. I declare a creative miracle to take place on the inside of our body. Spirit of the living God, that you reign, that you reign, that you reign, that you reign, that you reign. You reign, you reign, you reign, O God. Reign over her body. Reign over her.
Yes.
Reign, O God. Bring forth your healing power right now. In Jesus' name. Father, release your fire. Fire upon her joints. Fire that will be shut up in the bones. Fire, 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 fire. Release your fire. Release your fire. Release your fire, oh God. Release your fire, Lord. Release your fire. Fire of God to bring forth healing, 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 healing right now. In Jesus' name. Healing right now. In Jesus' name. Healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Healing right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Sorry. Okay, for those who have been prayed for, you can go back to your seat. Nigel, can I get you to play some background music for me, please? Some soft. Okay, God's not done yet. You know, God is in the house. And you know, when God is in the house, God always wants to touch and bless his people. You know, it's always been God's plan. The Bible says, you know, that he wants to preserve you, body, soul, and spirit, until the day of Jesus Christ. That's another word of knowledge the Lord gave is this. I've never received this word before, but this is the first time I received for individuals, but never as a church. Now listen to this carefully. You may be going through tough times. You may be facing financial crisis. Or you may be encountering a situation that seems impossible to overcome. You know, you are in a situation whereby you find that, Lord, I cannot win. I cannot overcome this one. It's humanly impossible. I can only describe to this extent. You know yourself better. Okay? What the Lord wants to do today is to release a spiritual gift. It's called the gift of faith. Okay? Part of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Gift of faith. What is your whatever is your situation, no matter how insurmountable that may be, no matter how impossible that may be, your situation, maybe you're seeking for healing or something, or maybe you are seeking for a loved one, praying for a loved one to come back to Jesus or to be saved, whatever it may be. I mean, the Lord says it's so general that it's for everything. You know, something that you find like almost impossible to see it happen. But the Lord wants to give you that gift of faith to believe that you're going to overcome it, that an answer will come. God wants to give you that faith to believe the impossible. You know, sometimes we are just like the man when the son went into a convulsion. He says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Isn't it? Sometimes we want to believe, but we just couldn't believe because the thing that we are facing is so big. It seems so impossible. But today, God wants to release to you the gift of faith. Just take it. Right? Don't need special prayer. You say, just say, Lord, I take hold of that gift of faith for my situation. I take hold of that gift of faith. I take hold of it. Okay? God is just giving it freely. You don't have to feel anything magical or whatever sensation, whatever. You don't have to. You just take hold of it by faith because it's given to you by faith. There don't need to be any special sensation. But just believe. You see, once you believe God at His Word, you take hold of it. That's it. It's done. Take hold of God at His Word, His promises, and it's done. Take hold of the gift of faith. Okay? God is with you to you. It's just releasing to you. Take hold of it. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe people in your household, maybe your siblings, maybe your friends, take on your behalf. God is just releasing the gift of faith in this place. Thank you, Father. Then there's another category of people that God wants to touch. You know, you have been a Christian for a while. Actually, there are two different categories, actually. You've been Christian for a while and you've been going through something in your life. You know, your joy is missing. You know your joy? Your joy is missing. Your joy is missing. You know that sister there that did the backup? The young lady? Okay? When I look at her, you know, the Lord says, where's your joy? Where's your joy? And it's like a reminder that the people of the Lord, that their son will go through certain things. Because of that, that like the enemy has stolen your joy. And there are some of you here, no doubt you are a Christian. You know, you've been following Jesus. But you don't feel that peace. Now, if that speaks about you, in this both category, you please come. Okay? The Lord is doing a lot of things inside. Come on, if that speaks about you, you come. Your joy is missing. Yeah, your peace is missing, you come. Because God wants to restore those things back to you. Now, without joy, without peace, it's impossible to follow God. The Bible says the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. You need to have those two things. Now, come on. Because don't worry what people think. Okay? God just willing a lot of things today. That's it. Whatever that may be. You know, I used to say this, and we used to see this happen. When people have joy, you can see it on their face. When people have peace, you can see it on their face. And when you have joy and you have peace, you can't hide it. You can't suppress. Okay? It will show on your face. Alright? I can see who has joy. I can see who has peace. But I'm not going to call you out. Okay? You know who you are. Okay? It's between you and God. It's not my moment. It's your moment with God. Okay? You need it more than I do. Thank you, Lord. Okay, that's it. Open your heart. Lord, just release back to them. Close your eyes. Don't pray now. You don't pray, okay? Just visualize yourself. Just receive. Open your heart. That's it. You don't have to struggle with God. Just open your heart. Open up your spirit to Him. Whatever that was lost, time passed. Yes, I know. I'll come to that. Okay, just release. Take hold. Take hold. Take hold what you have lost. Whether it's peace, whether it's joy, take it. Whether it's peace, whether it's joy, you take it. Whether it's peace, with joy, you take it. Take it back. That's it. Take it back. Take it back. Let's take it back. Just keep on receiving. You know, the English word is very interesting. You lose your joy, you lose your peace. You know, you lose your temper, you lose your anger. I'm going to share you a secret. Guess who found it? When you lose your joy, when you lose your peace, when you lose your temper, when you lose your cool, guess who found it? Well, you lost something. Somebody must have found it somewhere. Guess who found it? What is his name? He's a Chinese guy, actually. His name is S.A. Tan. The devil found it. Actually, very interesting. Isn't it realized? Do you realize it? When you lose your cool, you lose your anger, it takes you a while, a struggle to get back. Why? It shouldn't be. It is something that belongs to you. But when you lose it, he will take hold. You see, that's what the Bible says. Self-control is very important. When you break the boundary of self-control, you're no longer in control. The devil wants to be in control in your life. So whenever you lose it, you must take it back. You know, I don't know whether some of you suffered from this problem. You know, maybe some of you here, when you get angry, it takes 3 days to cool down. You know, you're like a volcano. When you explode, it takes a while to simmer and to cool down for the ember to go off. Now, if that speaks about you, then I'm going to tell you one thing. Your temper, your anger is no longer yours. Somebody is in charge of it. If your anger is yours, by right, you should be able to control it, subside very quickly. But if it takes 3 days, then you're not in charge of yourself anymore in that area. You need to take it back. You need to take it back. Anybody else some more? Joy, peace? Come on, God is doing something. Right? If that speaks about you, come and take it. Come on. Don't have to feel shy. Don't have to feel afraid what people think about you. Nothing to do with that. Okay? It's your moment with God. Yes, Lord, just give them more. Restore. Restore, God. Restore and restore. That's it. Let it bubble forth. Let it bubble forth. Let God to fill you. Deep on inside. 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 Let's keep on receiving. Okay? Keep playing. Maybe a while. Keep on playing. Standing in front, take your time, okay? No hurry. No hurry, take your time. Let me share with you today what God has put in my heart to share with you. It's about divine appointment. Divine appointment. Okay? You see, God didn't save you and give you the privilege to be His children, to be sons of God for nothing. That is your divine appointment. You accepted God's appointment for you to be a child of God. Right? So you were not saved and then dumb into church and that's it. And that's all about your life. No. Okay? God has a plan for you. That was just the beginning. Now, you don't have to turn to your Bible because there's too many scriptures to turn to, but I just read it to you. Okay, you can write it, the scripture down if you want, but you don't have to turn to it. So to make this an express one. But the gist will be here. We have a divine appointment from God. Let me read to you. John chapter 15 verse 16 says, John 15:16 says, "You did not choose me, but I choose you
and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain. Okay? So that's your appointment with God. That's your divine appointment in this life. That means to say, your life is not que sera sera. Whatever will be, will be. No. God has a purpose for you. You understand? You just don't exist. You were born in this world. He saved you for something. For something. You see, you and I, God has a plan for you. Our Christian life, our life in this world, as a child of God, is not a mundane life. You understand? It's not mere existence. You grow up from a child. You become a teenager. You become a young adult. You go to university. You get a job. Meet a girl. You get married. You have kids. Wait for them to grow up. Kick them out of the house. Then they get married. Then you become grandparents. Then you become the nanny, so to speak. And then go into retirement. And then what? Just waiting for the time to die? Is that life? No, that's just existing. That's what animals will do. But you're not animals. God has a higher existence for you. You've been given an appointment. You know, you understand the word, English word appointment? I mean, God has placed you into something. God has purposed you into something. So you don't just exist. Now, the only way to know the reason God put you here in this world, you have to go back to your Creator. Only God can tell you His plan for you. Nobody else. Only He knows His plan for you. So you have to stick close. You have to find from Him what is His plan for you. Now, even though you are born into God's family, you have a choice. Actually, not really a good choice, actually. You have a choice to find out God's plan for you, or you can still go back to live a mundane life. Let me put it this way. In Australian context, you will understand. That means that you just go on welfare. You don't have to work. I just enjoy the benefit as a child of God. Then I do nothing in my Father's kingdom. You get the picture? Every 2 weeks, you go to the office, you know, look for some job, but you don't actually do anything. You just enjoy the welfare. But you have never done anything what your Father wants you to do. Now, it's a different scenario, a different case, when somebody give you a miserable life and you choose to have a miserable life. You know, God the Father will never force each one of us to love Him even after we are born again. He will never force each one of us to serve Him in His kingdom. He always give us, He always respect us, He always honor us with the free will that He has given us. That we are the one ultimately, in spite of knowing all these things, we are the one that must make the choice to do what He has designed us to do. To do what He has purposed for us to do. It is our choice. And our choice alone. So in this passage we see that God has appointed us to bear fruit. And that our fruit should remain. Now we understand the word remain, right? That means that it's a lasting success. You know, success can only be found in God, not in man's term, not in man's measurement. That is measure of success, that it remains. Not the way men would do it. Men would do it usually out of insecurity. Why? To show that I'm better than you. But it's never God's intention. Our whole entire life as a child of God is to please only one person. That's God the Father. Our entire existence is to please Him and Him alone, not ourselves. We are not our own master. He is. He saved you so that you can fulfill His plans for you, so that you can please Him. So God appoints you to go and bear much fruit. But you will notice that sometimes it's very hard to bear fruit, much fruit, and it remains. Because guess what? We don't live what we call an easy life. We have somebody who is who has dedicated his life to seek to destroy us. The devil and his minions seek to destroy you, seek to disrupt you from bearing fruit and being successful in God. He wants you to fail in your mission in life. He wants you to fail in achieving what God wants you to achieve. And He wants you to live a miserable life. And He will accuse you and He will oppose you in every way possible. What is the opposite of appointment? What is the opposite of appointment? Disappointment. Disappointment. Disappointment is something so normal in our everyday living, right? Is there anyone here that you have not encountered disappointment before? Oh, you must be a saint. I don't think anybody is an exception. We all encounter disappointment. Now, disappointment is a very deadly thing. You know why? For some people, they never recovered from that thing. Even though it's just one single disappointment. But for some of us, it's like life as if it's consisting of disappointment after disappointment after disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. Right? Now, how many of you here, if you can count by your fingers, that you have suffered more than 10 times betrayal? Whether it's by your family members, by your friends, by colleagues, or church brothers and sisters. How many of you? More than 10 times. 10 times betrayal. Some of you nodding heads. Well, I got more than 10. And this is not boasting, but it's true. Son, I wonder that, Lord, why do you allow us to go through? I mean, I can still remember when I was a child, when I was young, it's like, I said, God, I can recall all those incidents. I said, Lord, why? I never done anything to these people, but why yet I have to suffer betrayal? Now, if I were to go around and ask the Lord this question, I would honestly say, I'm just wasting my time. 100% of the time, God never gave me an answer. Even until today, why? But I sort of get the understanding that it's part of a training. If I don't learn it well, I will go through it again. But when I learn it well, when it happens, I learn to handle it. You see, what God is trying to teach us is that a mechanism. God is trying to teach us a strategy, how to handle those things when it happens. Now, most people can't handle betrayal. It's too much. It's very devastating, isn't it? Suddenly you trust this person who you consider a close friend, you know, and yet they betray you for no reason. And that really breaks your heart, isn't it? It makes you so disappointed. Now, I want to tell you one thing. As much as the word appointment, opposite of it is disappointment, that is a play of word. You know the word dis, D-I-S, appointment. You just put a dash there, D-I-S dash appointment. Some of you didn't get it, never mind. I'm going to simplify it. It's just like this. God placed you there, and then when you encounter a disappointment, what happens? It displaces you. You know, God placed you there, and when you suffer disappointment, that disappointment displaces you from your appointment. What happened when you suffer a disappointment? You felt crushed on the inside. You felt discouraged. Now, some of you, you may even feel disillusioned with life. You know, if you feel disillusioned with people, maybe some of you, you were into relationship in time past. Suddenly it broke up for no reason. You're not even sure why. And to you, like, that's a major disappointment. Isn't it? Or maybe you got boyfriend or girlfriend that betray your trust. And then because of that disappointment, because of that disillusionment, because of the brokenheartedness that you suffered, and you told yourself this, I will never fall in love again. But then next 2 weeks, you fall in love with another person again. But what happened is that that relationship will never work out. Because you have made a vow that says, I will never fall in love again. So every subsequent relationship after that will break, will break, will break, will break, will break. Because you have vowed that I will never fall in love again. It's just another scenario. Maybe you were into business. And your business partner betrayed you. He absconded with the money. And then you tell yourself, because of this pain, this disappointment, and you said, I've never trust any man again. Or maybe you say, I will never trust any man with beard or mustache again. That is an inner vow, whether you realize it or not. And because of that, your whole life, you can never trust people. You always have anxiety that you're always suspicious of people that you work with because you have made a vow that I will never trust anybody again. You see, your disappointment displaces you from what God wants to do in your life. It disappoints you. It displaces you from where God wants you to do. It displaces you from being fruitful, for having fruit that remain. You see, disappointment crushes your spirit. Disappointment causes a disillusion to come into you. And what does it do is that you become discouraged. You no longer want to have that willingness to try. That disappointment destroys your confidence. That disappointment destroys your self-esteem. That disappointment destroys your fire. Destroy your passion that you have for God or for something. That disappointment eats you up. That disappointment causes you to let go of the vision that God has for you. And Bible says, when there's no vision, the people perish. Disappointment is a very powerful thing that it can cause in our human life. If God has appointed you to go forward to bear fruit, disappointment will cause you to back down, to go backward. You're no longer going forward. You know, the vision that God puts before you began to grow dim because you no longer had that willingness to try. You say, Lord, I cannot take this pain. It's too much for me. I cannot handle this disappointment. That is the reality that we live in today. And that is true, being a human being, that we are not designed to go through disappointment. Really, you are just being human, okay? You're really just being human when you cannot handle disappointment. That is true. None of us who can handle disappointment. It's too much to bear, isn't it? It's just too much. The pain is just too much. You know, of course, you heard a story where my people get disappointed. They even end their lives. You know, they kill themselves because of disappointment. And because they were so disappointed, maybe some people, they just give up trying. They say, I just don't feel like living anymore. I get so tired of this thing. You get displaced. You get disappointed from a place of appointment. You're disappointed. Now, the good news is that you don't have to live with disappointment. You don't have to live with the effect of disappointment. You know, God in His wisdom, God in His goodness has already prepared a way for us to get out of that disappointment. You don't have to live with it and its consequences. Now, disappointment will eat you up far more than you think. You know, don't let it brew, that disappointment brew on inside, because it only gets worse. It will grow, it will fester. The wound will always grow. Internal, what I call this emotional wound, usually will fester, will grow more and more. If it's left unattended. Now, you don't have to remain in that situation. Today, God wants to bring a change. God wants to set you free from that disappointment. God wants to set you free from the effect of the disappointment. Now, while we cannot change the history of what has happened in our lives, whoever that causes the disappointment, that incident has already happened. It will always remain in our background. But we don't have to nurture it. You know what's nurture it? You're like a cow, regurgitate the grass. It goes in, you bring it out, you play with it. You play with your wounds. You play with the thought of the past. The memories. God can set you free completely. You know, you can remember a disappointment, but yet you don't have to need to have that feelings or that pain. God can set you free completely, make you whole. Now, just hear this scripture, what God says. Just listen to this. Luke 4, verse 18 and 19. And this is what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. All of us, without exception, some of us has more than others in our lives. You know, some of us suffer more at different times of our lives. You know, being brokenhearted, being disappointed. The usual disappointment that we suffer in our childhood is our parents, right? Our siblings. We go through that. So it's like it accumulates. The disappointment accumulates, 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 accumulates until it's so bad that we say to ourselves, I got to shut my heart from being wounded. I need to build a great wall of China here so that no more hurts will get into. I will numb my emotions. That's why some people, you'll find that they are very detached. You know, detached. You can talk to this bloke, you can talk to this guy, this girl, anything under the sun, but you can never penetrate into their hearts, who they are. Because why? They have built a great wall of China here. Nobody can hurt me anymore because I'm going to put a thick wall that nobody can get through. See, the bad thing about putting a wall of China upon your heart is that people cannot get in, cannot get through into you, and you can't get out too. You know that? You have actually put yourself into prison, the Bible says. You need to be set free. You have actually imprisoned yourself when you build a wall. Have you seen a house? You know, one thing good Australia is that you don't have a fence in the front, right? Hardly. Some in the corner houses, they will have a fence, have a wall. You know, some build a wall so high up, you wonder like, what are they doing so high up? What are they hiding? They're afraid people will scale the wall. There are people who have that nature, right? 10 feet, 12 foot wall. You only take a Spider-Man to get through. You know, some of us are like that. We build such a thick wall here that no one can get through to your heart. Because you have to protect your heart because of the disappointment, of the pain, of the disillusion that you go through. You just say, I can't take this anymore. I just have to protect my heart. I'm not going to love again. I'm not going to trust anybody again. Because why? All those things cause pain. So because of that, you choose to retract from life. You choose to disengage yourself from people. As a result of that, you cannot feel. You know, there are people who like, they see somebody suffering. They say, I saw the thing. I saw the reality. But I can't sympathize with that person. I can't feel. I say, of course you can't. Because you have already shut up your heart. You have not allowed your heart to feel again. Because to you, if I open up my heart, it makes me vulnerable. It makes me vulnerable. Yes, to love people makes you vulnerable. Because there's always the possibility that they will hurt you. That they will repay you instead of love. They repay you with pain. Instead of kindness, they repay you with cruelty. It's always possible. So because to protect your heart from being vulnerable, you build a great wall of China there. And that's end of the story. And you live happily ever after. You don't feel for people. You don't feel for God. You know, you don't feel for anything. Because you just want to live in your self-made reality. Now I want to tell you one thing. When God appointed you to bear fruit, that is God's reality. You understand? That's not man's reality. That's God's reality. And while pursuing that reality, the devil will throw a lot of things along your way to cause you to be distracted. You know, to be attracted to something else. The devil wants you to give up pursuing, wants you to give up pursuing your divine appointment, so that you just, I don't care about life anymore. You know, I just do other things. This is too much, too painful. And the result of that, you find that you are shrinking from life. You know, Bible says that the just shall live by faith alone. And if anyone shrink back, Bible says, God is not pleased with him. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to shrink back. He wants you to give up pursuing God's appointment for you. He just wants you to abandon. Because why? It's too painful. He said, Lord, the appointment that you have for me is too painful. There's too many obstacles that I have to encounter that I need to overcome. It's too painful for me. It's just too painful. And you will find that because of that, it erodes and it corrodes our faith in God. And we will be thinking like, God, you don't care for me. Why do you let me go to hell like this? Well, I got a good news for you. Now, let me see who's the author so that I give a proper credit. I can't remember. Never mind. It's not from me. Oh, yes. Winston Churchill says this. He said, if you're going through hell, please don't stop. Oh, you didn't get it? If you're going through hell, please don't stop. In other words, finish the journey. Don't remain there. Okay? When you're going through hell, please don't stop. Continue the journey. Get out of the thing. You know, for us in ministry, you know, we've been like, it's not a matter of boasting, but really, you know, we've been to hell and back many times. You're talking about betrayal, it's like, man, even hands and toes, not enough to count. It's too many. But one thing we learn is that whatever pain you go through, you know, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that God, that we can comfort others with the comfort which we receive from God. You know, whatever comfort that you receive from God, you can comfort others with that. Your pain will be your message. Okay? Your pain will be your message. When you overcome a pain, when you get to understand and know the how to, then you can minister somebody with what you receive from God. That will be your message. And it's a powerful thing. You know, today God wants to deal with disappointment. Because all of us go through the thing. We cannot escape. No matter how much we try, it's always impossible. When you are a human being, you will always encounter disappointment because we are all flawed, isn't it? We all have weaknesses. We are all sinful people. So that is the sinful nature. Now, when you go through disappointment, you don't have to remain there. You can get out from the thing. As long as you know that God has a divine appointment for you and the enemy will try ways and means to make you fail, to make you give up walking in that divine appointment. He wants to disappoint you. He wants to displace you from the place that God has called you to be. Disappointment is a tool of the enemy because he wants to get you to become so disillusioned with not only God, but also people that disappointed you. Or even maybe yourself. Maybe you are a perfectionist. You know, you felt disappointed with yourself, with your failures. Or whether it's business-wise, maybe as a parent, or maybe you were serving the Lord before and you failed in some areas. Or maybe you suffered moral failures. I want to tell you one thing, that is a past. You see, God doesn't measure you by your past. You understand? If God measures you by your past, He wouldn't freely forgive you through the blood of Jesus. He wouldn't freely forgive you by the sacrifice of Jesus. When God looks at you, He looks at the present and He looks at the future. What you can be. Don't you think that He does not know that we will encounter disappointment? He knows. That's why He sent Jesus to say that He came also not to preach the good news, but also to heal the brokenhearted. And Isaiah 61 says, to bind up your wounds. To bind up your wounds. You know, emotional wounds tend to cripple us. When we encounter emotional wounds, it cripples us, isn't it? We become like, instead of being whole, we are wounded on the inside. You know, some of us, we are like the walking dead. We are so numb. Because of what we went through, it's like we just don't know what to do with life. You know, we just go through the motion of being alive, but we just don't know what to do with life. Now, God doesn't want us to remain there. I want to tell you one thing. You know, a lot of times we think that we just give God sacrifices of praise, but there is another kind of sacrifice that God will accept. I just read to you Psalm 51, verse 16 and 17. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. This, O God, you will not despise. God is not looking at your money. God's not looking at your praises. God's looking at this. This is a sacrifice acceptable to God. Because He knows, as human, you and I will go through this. So when you give to the Lord your brokenness, when you give to the Lord your pain, your hurt, your disappointment, the Bible says, it is an acceptable sacrifice unto God. God does not despise you. God does not look down on you when you're going through things in your life. When you go through those things, when you're going through disappointment, hurts, discouragement, disillusion, brokenheartedness, He doesn't look down on you. Let me read you another scripture, that you may know the heart of God for you. Psalms 34, 17 to 19. The righteous cried out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. If God despises you, why should He be near to you when you're going through a broken heart, when you are discouraged, when you are in pain? Let me continue that verse. And save such as have a contrite spirit. Verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And that's the key. We are all right, safe to be righteous people. We have an appointment with God, but the devil sent a lot of obstacles along the way, and that is our affliction. Disappointment is like the affliction of the devil afflicting on us, but we don't have to remain afflicted. This is God's promise, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them, but deliver him out of them all. And when you're going through disappointment, pain, hurt, whatever it is, God is near you. He's not far. He's not far. He knows your humanity. He knows what you are made of, flesh and blood. He knows we go through pain, but you don't have to remain like that. Now, what you need today is to not need to be healed from it, but you need to know the key, the provision that God has made to heal you. God will restore you. And then you can start pursuing that divine appointment again. No longer you remain disappointed. No longer that you give up on life. No longer you give up on yourself. No longer that you will give up on God. Let me read to you a scripture so that you know the heart of God for you. Of course, we understand it. You know, the Beatitude says, Matthew 5, verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And that's a promise of God. If you mourn because of the disappointment, hurt, pain, whatever, brokenheartedness, God will comfort you. There is a way out. You don't have to remain as you are. You don't have to remain broken. God will restore you. God is a specialist. He's a father. He will restore His children. You know, I want to tell you one thing. I think it's something you already know, but let me just describe to you. Do you know when you are in pain, you don't make a very good friend? Do you realize that? People who are in pain don't make very good friends. Why? When you're in pain, I don't think you'll always be in a good mood, right? You'll always be foul weather kind of thing. And it's like, it's all about me, you know. Hey, don't bug me, I'm in pain, you know. Leave me alone kind of thing. You see, God knows when you are in pain, you don't make very good friends, whoever you are with, your family members, friend, colleague, whatever. You become very touchy, very sensitive. And likewise, pain will also disrupt your relationship with God. Do you know that? Do you know that? When you're in pain, you will shy away from God most of the time. You sometimes get, some people get locked into self-pity. That's all they are. Sapiri. They have always have a party of three. I, me, and myself. No one else. You know, God wants to set you free from that. Your pain disrupt relationship. Do you know that? Your pain disrupt relationship with God the Father. You know, some people, when in pain, they just shy away. They don't see anybody else. Say, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I just want to enjoy this by myself. They want no one else because they are in pain. Your pain disrupt your relationship. In other words, your pain disrupt your life. Your pain disrupt your divine appointment. That's why God wants to heal you. That's why God wants to restore you. Because otherwise, you cannot have a relationship with Him. You know, when you have so much disillusion and pain on the inside, how can you do the will of God? I give a scenario. Maybe some of you may not see this before. You know, those of you who are in Singapore, from Singapore, you're doing national service. It's like the government is very particular where they put you. If you don't meet the health criteria, they won't put you in the frontline infantry for training. It's the same thing. Do you play any sports before? Which one? Aussie. Okay, example. He play Australia football, right? That's what you call it? Aussie rules, okay. Now, in order to play Aussie rule football, you need somebody's whole, isn't it? Can you imagine he just broke his leg? And the coach say, okay, I put you on the last line of defense. And you're thinking like, man, that coach is crazy. What's wrong with him? You can't use him, right? So what do you do with him? You allow him time to get healed. And when he's made whole, then you can use him. You know, life with God is the same thing. God has a purpose for you in His kingdom. But if you're wounded, He can't use you. You understand? Wounded people are very dangerous people. Because they're so focused on their pain, they can't think of anything else. It's not that they want to do like that. Example, anyone ever had a toothache before? A toothache before? Or you know how that feels, right? I say, okay, let's go for ice cream. You're like, you must be kidding. I'm having a toothache, you want to treat me ice cream? Or maybe says, how about a juicy steak, 1 kilo in size? You're like, oh man. You know you're not up to it, right? It disrupts your life. It disrupts your purpose in life. Isn't it? You see, I give you all this illustration to see that God has a beautiful thing for you. You have a divine appointment. Your disappointment displaces you from your divine appointment. You know, don't live with disappointment. You can be free from it. You may not prevent disappointment from happening. You can't. You can prevent hurt from coming. You can't prevent betrayal. But next time, when it comes, you know what to do. After today, you will know what to do. You know, just the word of God says, give it to Jesus. You know, the Lord is our physician. As much as He is our Lord and Master, the Lord is also our healer. He wants to heal you. You know, the word of God says here, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray to God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when God relates to you, He relates to you as a person. A lot of people think God relates to me to my brain, to my mind. No. God relates to you body, soul, and spirit. God relates to you as a person. God knows you by name. God didn't say, hey, you. He didn't say that. He knows you by name. He said, before you are born, I already know you. God relates to you as a person. When you are wounded, that thing disrupts your relationship with Him. He wants to make you whole. You see, when you are in pain, you cannot feel love, isn't it? Can you feel love when you're in pain? You can't. You try to, but you can't. Because that pain overwhelms everything else. Now, I want to tell you one thing. You know, the other day, Lydia was talking about hearing the voice of God. You know, one of the idols that we can have in our lives is disappointment. You know, we know of people who nurture their disappointment. Because why? They always think that I've been victimized. So they think like a victim. I say, brother, that is past already. You know, that is history. You don't have to remain a victim. Just because somebody victimized you, you don't have to remain a victim all your life. It's a one-off incident. I say, move on with your life. I say, why do you mope like that? It's over and gone. Either you mope and groan and moan, you can't undo what has already happened. But you can move on, be healed, and move on. And then you can love again. Then you can trust again. Then you can believe again. Your disappointment displays you. Come, let us stand. What we're going to do is that we're going to ask God to come. Okay? To come and heal us. Now, what you need to do on your part is that you've got to open up your heart to the Lord and release all those disappointments. Every brokenheartedness, every pain, every for disillusion, discouragement. You know, one thing in our hearts is that we are not designed to contain negative emotion. No, we're not. God didn't design us for that. God designed us to contain joy and peace. We all know that. When we have peace, we have joy. Our body functions the best. But when you have pain, it don't work. I want every eyes closed. Okay, don't look at me. It's going to be the moment between you and God. God knows what you have been through, what you are going through, and what you are going through. But the Lord can heal you of your past. You don't have to remain a victim. Yes, you were victimized. Yes, you were suppressed. You were oppressed. Yes, you were hurt. Yes, you were despised by men. You know, there's one word that God wants you to hear this very clear. Because whatever God does for us is always out of this word. And the Lord says to you, I love you. And because He loves you, He's going to do this. God's going to heal you of the wound of the past. Wounds that you suffer, even going back all the way to your childhood. Whatever disappointment, whatever hurt, whatever brokenness, God's going to heal you. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to pray. He's already here. All you do is just open your heart and be still. And let the Holy Spirit dig it out. Remove all those pain, all those hurts. And if you feel like crying, go ahead. Because this is your moment with God. It does not concern your neighbor. Just enjoy what God is doing. God's going to do a surgery, a divine surgery, to remove those pain, those hurts. And God is going to bind up your wound. God's going to stitch up any wounds, any cuts that's there, that's upon your heart, upon your spirit. And whatever is crushed, whatever is broken, God's going to restore, even right now. That's it. It's your moment with God. You can talk to Him, release to Him. Father, we just want to thank You. Even as Your Spirit is moving in this place, even as Your Spirit is bringing healing to Your people, Father, in the name of Jesus, we forgive, oh God, all those people that disappointed us in time past. Lord, from the day they were born, even right to now, we forgive. And we forgive every disappointment. We forgave those people that disappointed us. We forgave those people that hurt us, oh God, terribly. Lord, we forgive their sin against us. And Lord, we choose to not only forgive, we choose to bless them. We choose to bless them, Lord. We choose to bless them. Lord, even as we bless these people, God, we just release all those pain, all those hurt, all those disappointment, Father, we release it all to you. And at the same time, we just break the power of this disappointment. We just break the power of this disappointment in Jesus' name. And God, we also cancel the effect of this disappointment in our lives. Lord, we cancel its power and its effect right now. And Father, we ask even this day that you would restore us, that you would heal us, Father. Make us whole again. Make our hearts whole again. Make our spirit whole again. That God, that we can arise and pursue that divine appointment. The divine appointment that you have for us. Lord, plant our feet in the right direction. And give us, restore the strength, that boldness, that courage. God, the joy to pursue the divine appointment. Father, we just bless you. We just bless you, God. Thank you, Father, that you are God. You are a good Father to us. And this day, not only that we will experience your goodness, but we will experience you as God. You as God. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord.
Father, we thank you this morning for the ministry of your word and the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you begin to seal and complete the healing in the lives of your people. Cause them to rise up to be overcomer in Jesus' name. Make them the head and not the tail. Cause them to be above and not below. So I commit every soul to you. You strengthen them and prepare them, Lord, to do great exploit for your glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. The service is over. God bless you, and do join us for a time of fellowship, coffee and tea.